Good afternoon and welcome to another program of Living Simply and Spending Smart with me, Nancy Seifer. We're going to be reading from the January issue of Real Simple Magazine, Life Made Easier, because we just got it into the studio. So we'll do January and then resume with February. And today we're going to go over a short list of books that you're going to love to read, and then about some suggestions to reducing your heating bill and a new way of attacking your to-do list, plus some incredibly good recipes and some soups, especially for this kind of nice weather that we have, a little chilly this morning. But let's get started with the short list of books by Elizabeth Sile. And we're going to start off with an historical novel, and it's by Isabel Allende, very, very well-known writer from Chile. And her writing, her books are usually on the bestseller list. So this one is a historical novel. It's called A Long Petal of the Sea. That's petal, P-E-T-A-L, A Long Petal of the Sea. It's an immersive read about love and survival. The story follows Victor and Roser, who flee Spain as the Spanish Civil War ends in 1939. He was a soldier. She's pregnant with his late brother's baby. Slowly they fall in love and build a stable life in Santiago, Chile, only to be cast into upheaval again 34 years later when Chile's democracy ends with a coup. All right. Popular Science. Friendship is the name of the book. Takes a fascinating deep dive into the societal, emotional, and health benefits of our everyday relationships. Science journalist Lydia Denworth investigates the crucible of teenage friendships, observes a social network of rhesus monkeys, and inspires readers to nurture their inner circles and reconnect with old pals. That's such an important part of our lives, making time for people who mean a lot to us. Okay, how about a juicy drama? Kylie Reid's, R-E-I-D, apostrophe S, Kylie Reid's Such a Fun Age, that's the name of the book, tackles big issues, race, class, employer, caregiver tensions, through a riveting story. Amira is confronted by a security guard who doesn't believe that she, a black woman holding a white toddler, is babysitting. Horrified on Amira's behalf, the toddler's mother, Alex, a wannabe mom influencer, sets out to offer help where it isn't wanted. So begins a tale of a cringy, overstepping, and terrible secrets. Well, that's interesting. Huh. All right. Next up, a great for a book club. After a drug cartel kills her husband and 15 family members, Lydia takes her young son, Luca, on the dangerous journey from Acapulco, Mexico to the U.S. border, trailed the whole way by the head of the cartel. From the explosive first chapter to the last, Jean Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, C-U-M-M-I-N-S, apostrophe S, American Dirt unfolds at a breakneck pace to tell a stunning, heart-wrenching story. Okay. And then the last one recommendation for this month is a dual narrative. It's a cookbook that connects two women decades apart in Karma Brown's Recipe for a Perfect Wife. In 2018, Alice has left her job as a publicist and is feeling aimless in a new house when she finds a cookbook that belonged to Nellie in the 1950s. Paging through, she learns more about Nellie's marriage, which doesn't seem so different from her own. Switching between Alice's and Nellie's words and worlds, Brown deftly unravels their stories. Sounds like a good read there, too. So let's review. There's an historical novel by Isabel Allende, A-L-L-E-N-D-E. It's called A Long Petal of the Sea. And a long petal, P-E-T-A-L, like a flower of the sea. A popular science book, Friendship, which talks about the importance of maintaining our friendships. And it is written by Lydia Denworth, D-E-N-W-O-R-T-H. Our juicy drama is written by Kylie Reed, R-E-I-D. And the name of the book is Such a Fun Age, tackles big issues like race, class, employer-caregiver tensions. With that's the black woman holding a white toddler. It's babysitting, and then the mother comes in and probably is a little bit overbearing, it sounds here. Next up, great for a book club. It's about a woman and her son escaping from the drug cartel and crossing from Mexico into the U.S. border. And it is called American Dirt. And it's written by Jean, G-E-A. N-I-N-E, or probably maybe it's Janine Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. And last, our dual narrative, which is a cookbook that connects two women decades apart, and Karma Brown's, and that's the author, Karma Brown. It's a recipe for a perfect wife. And they go back and forth between their lives and the recipes. And the recipes, they sound really yummy. So, good books. Next up is The Realist. How about some ways to reduce your heating bill? Okay, first suggestion is use a humidifier. Moist air feels warmer than dry air, so run a humidifier when the heat is on, suggests Anne-Marie Corbellis, and she's a spokesman for Con Edison. It will also reduce that static electricity that you sometimes get when you touch something and you realize you get a little bit of shock from it. Next, plug drafty spots. Feel for drafts around pipes, doors, windows, and electrical and cable outlets. Inexpensive draft blockers and outlet sealers can fix many of the problem areas. And the third one, don't forget the damper. That's what I check that every couple of days. I think the wind just throws it open. I don't know who's opening it up. So when your fireplace is not in use, close the damper. If it's open, warm air can escape and cool air can come in. You can also hire a pro to make sure your chimney is properly sealed. And it's not a bad idea every once in a while to get that chimney cleaned out. And lastly, draw the blinds at night. On sunny days, throw open the blinds and the curtains, but close them at night to prevent up to a 10% loss in the room's heat. That's quite a bit, 10%. And now I have some kitchen shortcuts, time-saving tips that will really help you speed up dinner. I'm looking forward to reading this as well and learning from that. It's written by Ananda Edelstein. So it's in categories of shop, prep, cook, and clean. So let's start with shop. All right. Order dry staples online. Keep your pantry stocked and you can bypass entire aisles at the grocery store. Load up your virtual shopping cart with the items you reach for often, like pasta, snack bars, maybe canned tomatoes, beans. Choose a service that offers free or flat rate delivery. And some of them are like Fresh Direct. That's Fresh Direct, Brandless, or Amazon Prime. So this time saver doesn't become cost prohibitive. Buy pre-cut fresh or frozen produce. Not all chopped veggies are worth the added expense. But in a pinch, go for vegetable mixes, which are great for soups. You can have peeled garlic and perhaps cubed butternut squash. And you can just store that in the freezer. And lastly, grab the roasted unsalted nuts. Find them in the bulk or baking section. When a recipe calls for toasting nuts in the skillet or oven, you can skip that step. And that has no salt on them. Okay, prep. How about grating instead of mincing? Rather than finely chopping garlic and ginger, slide them along a microplane. This must-have tool is essential for quickly zesting citrus or grating Parmesan. Next, toss scraps into a bowl. Trips to the trash can waste more time than you think. Put all those scraps, peels, and wrappers in a bowl next to the cutting board, then dump them into garbage or compost all at once. Well, that's a nice idea. Freeze meat in a marinade. Stash meal-sized portions in the freezer in freezer bags with a simple marinade, like grated ginger with some toasted sesame oil and soy sauce. Then you can thaw in the refrigerator in the morning so dinner is ready to cook when you get home. For an easy meal, you can just roast that meat, bite-sized pieces of meat, with vegetables on a baking sheet. Well, that's another good idea. It's already pre-cut the portions and marinate grated spinach, sesame oil, toasted sesame oil, and soy sauce. All right, cook. Make all-in-one foil packets. Place a bunch or a handful of leafy greens on a large piece of foil, like Reynolds wrap or whatever. Top with peeled shrimp or fish fillets and lemon slices. Drizzle the whole thing with olive oil, season with salt and pepper, and then fold the foil to seal it. You can just bake that on a baking sheet or at 400 degrees for about 15 minutes. So be careful about the leafy greens, though. I mean, I don't think you want something like lettuce, something a little heartier like spinach or collard greens or kale or something will hold up in the oven like that. Roast double every time. There's no need to fire up the oven more than once a week when leftovers from a roasted vegetable side dish can bulk up a salad. To really caramelize the veggies, use two baking sheets and two oven racks. Crowding them in one pan would simply steam them. Okay, so you're going to cook up your roasted vegetables, doubled up the recipe, and just do it once. And then skip the extra pot. Add torn kale to a pot of grains and cover to steam or stir broccoli florets into a pot of pasta in the last few minutes. Okay, so the last few minutes of cooking rice or something like that, you can add torn kale, or the same thing with broccoli if you're cooking some pasta. All right, clean. Label leftovers. Here, masking tape and a marker, or have masking tape and a marker nearby when storing food. Jot down the name and the date of the dish and stick the label to the container. You'll avoid the, what is this frozen thing? I play that game all the time. You can also transfer leftovers directly into a lunch container. Clean as you go. This habit makes after meal cleanup a lot quicker. Wipe down the counter, cutting board, and stove while things are cooking. Wash tools or load the dishwasher between recipe steps. And then a last suggestion for the clean section, line your pans with parchment paper. This non-stick, heat-resistant, reusable standby puts an end to the baked-down bits of brownies or chicken. To save even more time, you can use pre-cut sheets. I love parchment paper. And let's see. They say stock these personal flavor boosters to perk up any meal. So for a savory base, you're going to save the thick rind of a block of Parmesan cheese. And usually you just throw it away. Don't do that. Throw it into a pot of simmery beans or brothy soup for richness. Got that? That's the last part of the Parmesan cheese. So you're going to throw it into a pot of simmery beans or soup. Finally, chop a couple of fillets of anchovies that are packed in olive oil. Okay, chop them up. Melt in hot olive oil. Okay, then saute with kale or Swiss chard. Ah, what an easy meal, huh? That's chopping up a couple of fillets of anchovies that have been already in olive oil. Then you just melt the olive oil. Melt in hot olive oil and saute with kale or Swiss chard. Again, a hearty green. Mix white miso into creamy soup or mashed potatoes to add depth, or puree with herbs and nuts to make a plant-based pesto. So that's white miso into soup or mashed potatoes. Or you can puree with the white miso some herbs and nuts to make a plant-based pesto. And let me remind you that you're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, and the program is Living Simply as Spending Smart with me, Nancy Seifer. Okay, so for a quick sauce, you're going to stir harissa, which is like an Indian sauce, into yogurt for a creamy companion to roasted meat or crispy skinned fish. That's a very easy sauce. Can't get much easier than that. Or you can whisk together Dijon mustard, lime juice, and olive oil to serve with a shredded rotisserie chicken. So it's Dijon mustard, lime juice, and olive oil, and you can use that with shredded rotisserie chicken. Another one is combined apple cider vinegar. It's one of my favorites, apple cider vinegar, with maple syrup and cayenne, and you brush that onto any type of meat. Also, you can do it on fish, too. By the way, I always have the apple cider vinegar with maple syrup and cayenne. You can use as a great cough remedy if you've got a sore throat. Pro tip, season every sauce with kosher, salt, and finely ground black pepper. And they say for a finishing touch, you can wake up any dish with a squeeze of lemon juice, jarred Calabrian chilies, and bright heat to eggs and pasta. Okay, so wake up any salad with a squeeze of lemon juice. You can also use lime juice, and you can always add chilies to add a little bit of heat to eggs and pasta. Here are some really good tips to make your to-do list, and more importantly, to actually do the items on your to-do list with more efficiency. Okay, it says, take back your to-do list. Time management coach Elizabeth Grace Saunders shares her tips for staying on track and on schedule. All right, she's got five tips for us. One, commit to a calendar. Digital calendars work for visual thinkers, and paper planners are good for people who remember things better by writing them down. Some folks require a hybrid method, the physical to-do list for checking off tasks, and an on-screen calendar for a big-picture view. Consider what hasn't been helpful to you in the past and switch to a different approach. If you're always reaching for your planner and forgetting to check off your digital planner, then rely on just your planner. Okay, and you can buy those at any store here. Sort by color. Whether you're working digitally or on paper, color code items by type of event or family member so you can quickly see what's what. Aim to use just a handful of colors. Any more would make this system too confusing. 3, picture it. Every morning, envision the day or week ahead. And set alarms or reminders on your phone as needed. For example, 2 p.m., leave for the dentist. If you know the day you will get away, if you know the day will get away from you, so set that alarm. Or 7 a.m., bring high heels to work. If you're apt to space on a networking event after work, so you need to have that. Put even minor tasks on your list if they're the kind that consistently slip through the cracks. 4, building a buffer. Don't plan just for the event. Block off time to travel so you're not constantly rushing or fielding calendar invites that push you up against start times. Pencil in free time to avoid feeling overwhelmed. The bare minimum should be 1 week day-night and a half a day on weekends. And lastly, learn from your cancellations. If you're always snoozing phone reminders or ditching plans, be honest with yourself about whether you'll really follow through on something. Stop scheduling 5 a.m. workouts if you blow them off most of the time. This will keep only relevant tasks on your calendar and save time for Here's a great column on closet care. You know, all the tights that we wear, they should not be a weekly purchase. Here's what to look for when buying them and the best way to wash them and tips to avoid snags and runs. Okay, so how to buy them? Check the toes. Tights with reinforced, opaque toes tend to be sturdier and less likely to snag on toenails. Consult a size chart. Sizes differ among brands, so refer to the height-weight chart on the package. And when in doubt, just size up. Know the lingo. Stockings are two thigh highs. Tights go up to your waist. Okay? Stockings are two thigh highs. Tights go up to your waist. Control top means you're a thicker, snugger fabric on the stomach, hips, and butt. So how to care for them? Wait to wash. To keep the fibers stretchy yet snug, clean sheer tights every two wears and opaque tights maybe every three. Let's see, launder gently. It is best to hand wash, but if you prefer the machine, place your tights inside out in a lingerie bag. Wash on a gentle cycle and then air dry them, okay? Put them in a lingerie bag inside out. Store properly. You should coil the tights, as shown here, it says, and put them in a drawer away from pointy objects. So they're just rolled up. They're just not laying flat where they can get snagged on something. Okay. How to protect them. This is the strangest one I have read. They suggest to freeze. Get this, freeze them before you wear them, the first wear. May sound crazy, but some experts say putting tights in a freezer for 24 hours before wearing them for the first time can actually strengthen the fabric. I have personally never heard of that, but, you know, you could try it out. Just put them in the freezer the day before you want to wear them for the first time. Put them on correctly. Remove any jewelry from your hands and feet to prevent snags. With both hands, scrunch one of the legs, then gently pull it over your foot and up your thigh. Repeat with the other leg. Do not yank the waistband. It will put stress on the fabric. How to stop a run? You can't reverse a run, but for an in-the-moment fix to keep one from getting bigger, dab the spot with clear nail polish. We'll end today's broadcast with some really good seats, good suggestions on finding good seats when you travel. And as you plan your vacation, there's some really good advice from travel experts. So accommodations. So avoid the middle and the very often expensive, the expensive middleman. Get the lowest price on hotel rooms and potentially have the best experience. Reserve directly with the hotel or the property owner. Sometimes hotel brands will refuse to honor a status or give points for bookings made with a third party, which can certainly affect the quality of a stay. She adds that how you reserve can also make a difference if you have a request, such as extra pillows in your room or if you're celebrating a special occasion. Location can matter. Light sleepers should look at a map to see if the hotel they're considering is on a main or side street or near bars or nightclubs. If noise is a concern, request a room at the back of the building where it's often quieter. Your host should help. To make sure you won't be disappointed with an apartment or house rental, know exactly what you're getting into. Read the house rules carefully and contact the host with questions before booking. Ask about checkout procedures. For example, will you need to sweep up or strip the beds? and must-need items. How well stocked is the kitchen, really, before you have to go out and buy things? And then lastly, on accommodation, scout the ship. If you're not using a travel agent to book a cruise, the reviews cite Cruise Critic, compares ships and cabins. The reviews get really granular about the buffet, wait times, shore excursion hits and misses, even the size of the closets. Prone to seasickness? A travel expert recommends a cabin on a lower level near the center of the ship, where it's the most stable. Lower down and toward the middle of the ship. Okay. All right. So I think that is all the time we have for today's broadcast. And I will look forward to spending time with you next week. And this is your Sun Sounds volunteer, Nancy Seifer. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona. And of course, if you miss any program, you can just access it on demand at sunsounds.org. Then click on broadcast information and audio.